This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. EU's GI aggression. Cow testing guidance is due out. And hunger intensifies worldwide. USTR report wraps EU for GI protections. U.S. Trade Representative's annual report on intellectual property protections, out today, includes concerns about the European Union's aggressive promotion of geographical indications for food products. The United States continues its intensive engagement in promoting and protecting access to foreign markets for U.S. exporters of products that are identified by common names or otherwise marketed under previously registered trademarks, USTR says. Protected GIs include products such as feta cheese and Parma ham. The agency says it's concerned the EU will eventually extend GIs to non-agriculture products such as apparel, ceramics, glass, handicrafts, manufactured goods, minerals, salt, stones, and textiles. EU advances plastic packaging regulations. European Parliament approved regulations yesterday to address rising amounts of packaging waste by cutting out some single-use plastics in food packaging. U.S. produce industry groups have criticized the rules and similar proposed regulations in Canada. They say it would be virtually impossible to export some foods and the transition away from plastic packaging without greater research could introduce food safety risks. Max Teplitsky, the chair of the Alliance for Sustainable Packaging for Foods and chief science officer at the International Fresh Produce Association, said, quote, "Minimizing waste and finding alternatives to single-use plastic packaging is a goal we can all get behind. But without viable alternative, bans on plastic and compostable packaging threaten food safety, undermine food quality, and increase food waste, all factors that are equally important to consumers and the environment." The regulations were approved, 479 to 129, 24 abstentions. Each European produces about 420 pounds of packaging waste annually. The amount of packaging waste in Europe is also outpacing recycling capacity and is expected to rise by 25% in 2030, that according to an EU official. The bottom line, well, the law sets packaging reduction targets of 5% by 2030, 15% by 2040. It also sets recycled content minimums for different plastic packaging products and expands existing single-use packaging bans to include plastic packaging for many fruits and vegetables. The European Council still needs to formally approve the law before it can take effect. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Guidance coming today on cow testing order. The milk industry continues to applaud the federal government's response to the presence of avian flu in dairy cows, which now includes an order requiring tests on lactating dairy cows scheduled for interstate transport. Guidance on the order is due out today. The presence of this virus in dairy herds, as well as dairy farmers' own commitment to animal and human health, makes USDA's actions on testing and interstate travel appropriate, said Greg Dowd. He's president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. The action came as some infectious disease experts criticized the agency for not providing information on the evolving situation quickly enough. Some of those experts met with USDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff yesterday morning, the day after FDA had announced the presence of viral particles in samples of milk from grocery stores. At least they reached out with something and answered several key questions, said one of them, Eric Topol, founder and director of the Scripps Research Translational Institute. On the testing order, Amy Swinford, director of the Texas A&M Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory, said she's confident the National Animal Health Laboratory Network as a whole has adequate capacity to meet the testing requirements for moving these cattle. Hunger grew in 2023 amid Gaza and Sudan crises. Nearly 282 million people around the world suffered acute hunger last year, an increase of 24 million from 2022. That according to the latest global report on food crisis from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. The conflicts in Gaza and Sudan were major drivers of the increase. The report covered 59 countries and territories that are experiencing the food crises. Take note, more than 36 million children under the age of 5 were acutely malnourished across 32 countries. So what about this year? El Nino has peaked for this year, but, quote, its full impact on food crisis, including flooding and drought in parts of eastern Africa and drought in southern Africa, are likely to manifest throughout the year, the report says. The impacts aren't all bad. East Africa and Latin America and the Caribbean region should see a better harvest resulting from the weather. Nebraska tees up SAF or SAF incentive. Nebraska is joining the growing number of states enacting special tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel. Nebraska's credit will be worth 75 cents a gallon under a bill signed yesterday by Governor Jim Pillen. Why it matters? Well, industry officials say it will take a combination of federal and state incentives to make SAF work economically for airlines. Take note. The Biden administration is expected to release any day now the updated GREET model for measuring the carbon intensity of sustainable aviation fuel feedstocks. The model will incorporate the impact of some climate-smart farming practices. Taylor talks ethanol with Indian officials on trade mission. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, this week spoke to Indian officials about their nation's ban on imports of ethanol for fuel use while on a trade mission to the nation. India allows ethanol to be imported for industrial use, but not for fuel purposes. Taylor said she sees future opportunities to expand ethanol exports, however, based on its commitment to making E20 available by 2025. Taylor added that there may even be opportunities to provide India with the feedstocks required to support its own ethanol production, which would also give them access to buy products that could be used in livestock feed. Here's today's She Said It. I think there's an opportunity to really benefit consumers and producers here that is also supportive of our expanded U.S. export interests. That's the word of Alexis Taylor on the Indian market. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.